Morning, Ireland. 7:53, Brian Finn has more business news.
Thank you, Gavin. Building materials group Kingspan has reported a 5% increase in revenues to over €1.6 billion and a 12.5% increase in profits to €107.7 million in its results for 2012. Gene Murta, CEO of the Kingspan Group, is on the line now. Gene, in your statement last year, you were anticipating a fairly tough environment in 2012. It didn't come to pass by the look of things. What changed?
I think, Brian, what happened, I'd say, in fact, the environment was reasonably tough in a lot of markets we were in. But I'd say specifically for Kingspan, our businesses in on mainland Europe, in particular, I would say Germany, North America and Australia, grew significantly year on year. So that made all the difference for us.
Ireland now just accounts for 4% of your sales. Is that an ever-shrinking market?
I wouldn't say in absolute terms, no. Probably proportional to our business, just purely because of its relativity to our international expansion. We would feel that Ireland is bumping along the bottom at present. And if you look by any standards, the rate of construction per capita is just unsustainably low. So we'd be actually looking positively towards Ireland long term.
Looking outside of Ireland, in what areas are you seeing growth? Is it movement in the domestic market or is it all commercial?
The domestic markets, from a new build perspective, have actually been quite flat, if not down, in a lot of markets. Where we've seen growth is certainly on the commercial industrial side, where our products are increasing in penetration across Western Europe, North America, but also refurbishment. As the new build market is still fairly low, there's quite a shift across to upgrading existing homes, and we see that, in fact, in Ireland as well. So that, at this stage, is probably 30% of our business.
Now, we're reporting this morning on the possible effects of a weakening sterling on the euro and the prospects for the exporting markets. Are your operations getting caught in the crossfire of these so-called currency wars?
Yeah, where currency affects us, obviously, as sterling strengthens, the translation effect to us isn't positive, given so much of our earnings are UK based, or as it weakens rather. But where we do get an advantage is a lot of our product is exported from the UK into continental Europe. So from a transaction perspective, shipping product from there into the Benelux and France is actually is more competitive.
Okay, Gene Murta, CEO of Kingspan, thank you for that. Now to take a further look at the currency movements and the shock downgrade of the UK by Moody's over the weekend and the potential effect on exports. John Whelan, CEO of the Exporters Association, is here. John, sterling was already falling before this downgrade over the weekend. Is this going to make a bad situation worse?
Yes, good morning, Brian. Regrettably, it is, because we're in a situation where the exchange rate, ideally for a competitive exporting to the UK, is 0.787 is where we actually launched. When we go past the 0.8, it becomes very difficult for our exporters to sell competitively in the UK. And the vast majority of our food exports, well, over the 50% point, is going into the UK. That affects a wide range of our exporters into the UK. But there's also the services exporters as well. Across the whole lot, you're looking at something in the region of about 30 billion of exports into the UK. So when you see an exchange rate moving against it, it makes all our exports into those markets much more expensive. And as we currently stand, if this 5% we've seen since the 1st of January continues, it would knock about 1.5 billion off our, shall we say, export profits into the UK market. The net result of that kind of thing is it makes it very difficult for us to continue employment here. And as you've seen with organisations like Kingspan, they actually move operations to the UK to stay in business. And that's the difficulty in terms of, shall we say, exporters retaining their operations in Ireland, retaining their employment in Ireland, and trying to grow. We need a competitive currency, and we're just not getting it in the present climate.
Well, we're slightly hamstrung here in that it's up to the ECB to devalue currency, and they're reluctant to do so because of their own rules. So what can be done here?
Well, I suppose we are facing a very unusual situation. First of all, the Bank of England are committed to long-term quantitative easing, effectively depreciation, until they get their currency and their economy out of recession. The US have been doing the same. By proxy, the UN and the Chinese, because they're pegged to the US dollar, have been using the currency to accelerate their exports and come out of recession. And the new government in Japan has, in the last 3 months, devalued effectively the UN, the yen by 20%. Again, we're in a situation where the euro is being unnecessarily held out as a strong currency, which it isn't. So we're in a situation where not alone Ireland, but most of the Eurozone is having tremendous difficulty continuing to export competitively in these exchange rate situations. Now, it is not being helped by the fact that the ECB is holding its interest rates way above the interest rate that the Bank of England are holding. So we would actually at this stage ask the government to put pressure on the ECB to reduce interest rates. That's at least one move. On top of that, we're in a situation our only way out in the, over the next year or so is for us to keep on driving costs down in Ireland so that we stay as competitive as we can regardless of the currency. But it is not a good place for us to be in.
OK, John Whelan, CEO of the Exporters Association, thank you for that. Looking at the currencies this morning, the euro is at $1.32 and around 87.3 pence sterling, Gavin.
Brian, thank you.